Welcome to the Bookhound, heard every week right here on 99.1 FM Talk in Northern Nevada and streaming on the web at 99.1fmtalk.com. My name is Janice Hermsen, your host every week and one of the owners of Blue Root Press. We're interviewing authors, both self-published and traditionally published, and this week, instead of my usual co-host, Jennifer Brewster, we have Dennis Dupreau. Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you very much.
So tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
I'm 6 foot two, weigh about 300 pounds.
Very good, very good. Now tell us a
actually,
little more.
I'm an author, too, that you helped me a lot. And the Lou Press helped me a lot. And consulting with you was very important. You took me to the next level, and I created a book.
Yes, it was a very good book. Tell the audience the name of your book and where they can find it.
The name of the book is Auto Emotions 101. You can go to autoemotions101.com. It's available there or at Luru Press. And it's basically how to buy a car based on your emotions, because we were taught as a very young age that you don't make any decisions based on emotion, but we make most all our decisions based on emotions.
Right. You're an emotional guy, right?
Yes, I am. I think over the next few weeks, you'll probably see a lot of
that. Oh, my goodness. We're in for trouble now.
Yes, you are.
And we also want to welcome our other wonderful guest, Andrew Martoni.
Hi,
welcome,
Jan.
Andrew. How are you doing today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. Tell us about your book, Andrew. You have such an awesome book.
Thank you. It's called The Little Man in the Map, and that is The Little Man in the Map. And it's based on a simple premise that remembering all 50 states by rote can be very, very difficult.
Boy, you know, I had a terrible time with that.
Yeah, I did too. You know, and it's funny because I travel all over. As a matter of fact, I've been virtually to every single state. And even with all the traveling, which really helps you remember the states, I still had difficulty not so much knowing where a state, particular state is, but the state surrounding it, you know, which state is connected to which one, et cetera. And, you know, as I saw more of this, my own hassles and problems in trying to remember that, and then I saw that other people have exactly the same problem, or many people do, I decided there has to be a better way of teaching the U.S. states. I mean, there's 50 of them. That's a lot. A lot to remember. And especially when you get the East into the Northeast. There are
I was
going to
say something bad, like unless you're President Obama, then there are more.
Well, you know, I there are a number of people
in 57.
The legislature.
Oops.
I almost sent him a book.
You probably should have.
Yeah, but you'd have to put his face there in Hawaii.
Also, a few of our congressmen and women could use my book, really could. All of us could.
Well, you know, I could use your book. I'm really geography challenged, and unfortunately, when I was in school, missed the United States because of the schools that I went to. Mm-hmm. They actually taught me South America 2 years in a row.
Wow.
So I totally love your book.
Excellent.
And I want to talk about UCAN, because now I know the four corners. So tell everybody about UCAN.
Okay, great.
Because they're thinking I'm saying Y-O-U, and I'm not. I'm saying U-C-A-N.
U-C-A-N, exactly.
I've actually been to Four Corners.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful place. It's the Navajo Monument there, and it's just a great place to go and experience something that you can't experience anywhere else in the country, because it's the only place in the country where you can touch four states at one time with your pinkies.
That's right.
It is.
Yes.
And but the problem with the UCAN states is that they're all kinds of square, okay? So there's nothing really distinctive about any one of the states. So how do you remember which one comes first? And I use mnemonics in my book.
What is that word?
Mnemonics. Mnemonics. And it simply means memory aids, just simple memory aids. So the memory aids are the pictures in the book, the drawings, the illustrations, the characters coming alive in each state and performing some kind of action, and, of course, the rhyme that goes along with it as well. And for the UCAN states, the rhyme goes like this. To know those states, just know you can. Those letters spell your clue. Put U and C over A and N, and you can do it too. So once you see the U, can, U-C-A-N.
I know what those states are.
What are they, Jan?
They are Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico. Excellent. And I can honestly say I really did not know that before that I read your book.
I guess that was four.
Come on. Do you not know how to count, Dennis? Come on. Now we're going to have you write another book in about arithmetic so he can start to add.
That's okay. And I will make
sure that... Wait till you get to the glossary of terms.
Oh, yeah.
I will make sure that I dedicate it to Dennis.
There you go.
I'll take it.
Can I give another example of how the mnemonics work? First of all...
But don't test me because I'll probably fail.
Okay, I won't. I promise. You're the host, so I better not make you angry. Okay. First of all, we have to understand that there is a little man, the image of a little man standing in the middle of the United States. Now, he's been standing there for over 150 years, and most people have not seen him. So if any of you are near a map right now, map of the U.S., and, of course, a map of the U.S. that would be the best is the one that very clearly shows the outline of the states. Okay.
That's why they're in color sometimes, right?
And that's why they're in color sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we could talk about the color and the color schemes and how that came about, et cetera. However, not in this program, I hope.
Another one.
Anyway, so if anybody is near a map or if you have your iPad or iPod or iPad or iPhone, I should say, you could call up a map of the United States. And you can start at the Gulf of Mexico, okay? So you take a look at the state, Louisiana, and Louisiana is the boot. And it's very appropriate because he stands right in the middle of the water. So Louisiana, and then go right above Louisiana, and you will see another state, which is Arkansas. And Arkansas looks like a pair of pants, shorts almost.
Right.
Okay. Then above that, you have Missouri, and that is the shirt. Okay. And then just above that, and this is the telltale state, is a state by the name of Iowa. And it's really nice. There's another mnemonic that goes with that because that's the face. So if you think of a face that has an I in it, Iowa fits in very nicely in that mnemonic. So we have that. And then above that is a great big state, and that's his hat. And that's Minnesota.
I like the way you say Minnesota.
Minnesota. Like they do the natives do.
But when you look at Minnesota as a hat, that's a heck of a hat.
That's a heck of a hat. Yes, it's huge.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us on the Bookcam, brought to you by LaRue Press and the Executive Center on 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Eddie with Nevada Matters Media, and I'm sitting here with Bubba of Bubba's Bets, heard right here on 99.1 FM Talk, Fox News Radio. That was, without a doubt, the best lunch I think I have ever had.
You're exactly right. That was absolutely excellent. I'm talking about 168 Cafe. It is Reno's newest, hottest Chinese Cantonese restaurant right here in Reno, Nevada, located at 2303 South Virginia Street, number 5. You can call them, dine in, take out, it doesn't matter, 622-3098.
Cashew chicken to die for. I put that cashew chicken up against yours any day of the week.
622-3098. They're located at 2303 South Virginia Street, number 5, right there in Reno.
That's 168 Cafe. That number again, 775-622-3098. 168, by the way, stands for All the Way Good Luck.
All the Way Good Luck. And you know what? It's All the Way Great Food. So check it out, 168 Cafe.
I'm Donna Klontz, and I approved this message.
Hello, my name is Dana Galvin, president of the Washoe Education Association, and I would like to talk to you about Donna Klontz, candidate for Nevada State Board of Education, a tireless advocate for our children and our schools. Donna understands the link between Nevada's economic growth and our schools. Donna will work tirelessly to make sure our school safety plans are updated so we can prevent bullying, school crime, and lessen the presence of drugs, gangs, and weapons on our campuses. Donna's priority will be to increase communication, strengthen school community partnerships, and ensure there is an effective educator in every classroom so that our students can succeed. These are all the reasons why the WEA proudly endorses Donna Klontz for Nevada State Board of Education. Join me, Dana Galvin, president of the WEA, in voting for Donna Klontz.
For more information, visit DonnaKlontz.com, paid for by Friends of Donna Klontz. Come check out one of the Truckee Meadows' best-kept secrets, the Reno Town Mall. Located at 4001 South Virginia, the Reno Town Mall is just steps from the Reno Sparks Convention Center and is home to a variety of merchants, including a full-service grocery store, the all-new Food Source. Other tenants at the Reno Town Mall include the Washoe County Library, Burlington Coat Factory, Hong Kong Nails, Judy's Dance Shop, Milka's Hair Design, and the New Horizons Computer Learning Center.
This unique urban mall will fit in perfectly with your busy lifestyle. Stop at the Aroma Club Cafe for your morning coffee, or perhaps a quick business lunch at Round Table Pizza. Check out the Great Works of China Import Store. The Reno Town Mall is also home to the Reno Sparks Convention and Visitors Authority and Nevada Matters Media. Come join the audience as we record live radio shows. Stop by the Reno Town Mall today for the best Reno has to offer. For more information, visit us online at renotownmall.org.
Welcome back to the Bookhound. You're listening to 99.1 FM Talk. Don't forget to tell your friends. They can listen online too at 991fmtalk.com. I'm Janice Hermsen, your host, and we're back with my co-host Dennis Dupreau today and Andrew Martoni, author of The Little Man in the Map. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you wanted to, I asked you about yourself a little bit, and then I went and interrupted you and said, talk about your book. So tell us a little more about yourself.
Okay. However, I was right in the midst of forming the image of the little man. Jen, do you mind if I go back to that and finish that?
No, you go right ahead. You go right ahead and do that. And then you're going to have to tell us about yourself.
I shall. Your listeners are with bated breath, they're waiting for
that's
the
true,
mnemonics
you know.
Not
shame
through.
On me.
Okay, so here we have the five states, right? And his name is Min Ayo Miss Ark Lu. Okay, sounds a little bit crazy.
That's like my maiden name.
Yeah, but if you say it fast, Min Ayo Miss Ark Lu. You know, kids love that. When I do book signings and school visits. I have them say that about 10 times, and they absolutely love it. Min Ayo Miss Ark Lu. And here's what's important about that, Dennis, is that these are the clues that will help you remember the state. So Min stands for Minnesota. Ayo stands for Iowa. Miss stands for Missouri. Ark, Arkansas. And Lu for Louisiana. So Min Ayo Miss Ark Lu. Now, I'm going to teach everybody, even though we're on the radio, how to remember I looked at Dennis and I lost all track of what I was trying to
he's
say.
Just okay. waiting for you're just waiting for he, Dennis to throw you a bomb.
Yeah,
he's
ready to pounce. I can tell.
He's just waiting.
He hasn't said anything in 30 seconds and it's killing him. Yeah.
It's true.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. But we're eating into your time here.
Yes, you are. Thank you. You have a voracious appetite, I might say, eating into my time.
Is that a state?
Come on, you guys.
Okay. So now, most people that I have talked to, and certainly school-age children, they don't know where the Mississippi River runs. And just like this, you can learn that and you'll never forget it. The Mississippi River starts in the hat, in the bottom portion of the hat, which is Minnesota, okay? And then it doglegs out to the brim of the hat in front of him, and that's what paints the bottom of the hat, the face, the shirt, the pants, the boot, and down there it doglegs down into New Orleans. So there you have it. You will never forget exactly where the Mississippi runs.
And in case you do, you'll have to get your book so that they don't forget.
I love it.
You won't forget it because once you see the nose on Iowa, you won't forget that. You like that nose.
That's quite a schnoz. Yeah, that's quite a schnoz. And one of his top buttons on his shirt, well, that's St. Louis. So now if you want to know where St. Louis is, just look at the button on the shirt.
Oh,
is that supposed
cool.
to be the arch?
No, it has arches, yes. Yeah. Beautiful arches.
So, Andrew, tell our audience where they can get your book so that they can see this picture.
Excellent. Well, I'd love to support our local bookstores. So you can get this book at Zephyr Books on Virginia Street, at Grassroot Books on East Grove Street, and Sundance Books on California Avenue.
And soon also at LaRue on Gregg Street.
Very good. Soon also at LaRue on Gregg Street. And certainly you can get it from Amazon. You can get it from my website at schoolsidepress.com.
The cover is great.
Thanks. And you know what? Not only can you get my book at schoolsidepress.com, but you will see many articles I've written about Reno, just when putting one up on Carson City, wildflowers, etc., and puzzles for the kids and downloadable pages,
right.
Coloring pages. So all that is available for kids at my website, schoolsidepress.com.
Good. Now tell us a little bit about yourself, because people are going to wonder, why did this guy decide to write a geography book?
Yeah. You know, I came over to this country, didn't speak a word of English, okay, many years ago. And, you know, I appreciate this country so much for all the opportunities that it has given us and everything. And that's a story in itself, which we won't go into now. But, you know, it really distressed me that so many people don't know our states. And to get kids interested in geography, they at least have to know the states. Now, many of them know, like, the 50 state song and those kind
of
things.
Right.
But knowing the names without knowing the location and the shape is usually kind of useless information. So I decided there had to be a better way. There had to be a way that even people like myself, who've always been challenged in remembering everything, can remember all the states and the states around them. So I just started looking at the map, started studying the map. And one day, the face jumped out at me, and then I saw the other states, and I couldn't believe it. I thought I was the last person in the world to have seen it. And as it turns out, I wasn't, so that's where the book started, okay? A little bit of my background, Jan, that you asked me now twice, so I shall answer that. I was born in Budapest, Hungary. We came over as immigrants through the Ellis Island and everything else in 51. And lived in Keokuk, Iowa, and then moved to Michigan. My dad worked for the University of Michigan. And I was in sales, in the computer sales, and most of my life, and for the last 20 years, I've been doing seminars. And we lived in California for many, many years, and I just moved up here a year ago. My wife and I love the Reno area, you know, with the lake here and all the opportunities for camping and hiking, which is what we enjoy the most. And that's one of the main reasons we came up here.
This is The Bookhound. I'm your host, Janice Hermsen, on 99.1 FM Talk, hosted by LaRue Press and the Executive Center. Join us in a moment.
Hey, do you want to score an awesome deal at some of your favorite local merchants? Want to get group coupon discounts without paying group coupon prices? Look no further than Lola's List, your number one source for local deals here in Northern Nevada. Look for Lola's List at your favorite local stores and restaurants, or download your own copy at lolascoupons.com. Lola's List has great deals from a variety of local merchants, like buy one, get one free from the Little Philadelphia Cheesesteak Company, three rooms plus your hall carpet cleaning for only $59.95 from Real Deal Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, or a $15 smog from the Generator Exchange. To get your business listed in the next edition of Lola's List, call Herbert today at 775-247-4633. Once again, download your own copy of Lola's List discount coupons at lolascoupons.com. lolascoupons.com.
Hi, this is Debbie McCarthy of Nevada Matters Media. I want to tell you about a national sponsor we have at Nevada Matters Media, PalmBroker.com. I'm inviting all of you to visit their beautiful website and take a look at all the unbelievable merchandise, including my favorite and every girl's favorite, diamonds. All you have to remember is PalmBroker.com.
Hey guys, this is Josh, the Big Show McCarthy, host of Bubba's Bet Sports Talk Radio, also heard right here on 99.1 FM Talk, your Fox News radio station. And I want to talk to you about Capriotti Sandwich Shop. My favorite sandwich is the Bobby. It's homemade butterball turkey, cranberry sauce, and hearty stuffing, all on a fresh baked roll. Pair that with the chopped Italian salad, and that's a lunch worthy of the Big Show. Capriotti Sandwich Shop is located at 5140 Kitski, across from Lowe's Home Improvement. Stop by and pick up a party platter on the way to your next Wolfpack tailgate party. Call ahead to place your order at 336-4906 to order your game day sub sandwiches, or check us out online at capriotis.com for awesome specials. Capriotis also delivers. That number again is 336-4906. Hey, I don't know how freaky fast they are, but the sandwiches are definitely worth it. Capriotti Sandwich Shop, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
We're back on the Book Hound, and we want to thank Andrew Martoni of Little Man in the Map for being with us today. You're listening to 99.1 FM Talk. I'm your host, Janice Hermson, with LaRue Press, and also sponsored by the Executive Center in Reno. And we're here today with our co-host, Dennis Dupreau.
Hello.
My loving daughter, Jennifer, had a commitment that she couldn't be here. But we're happy to have you, Dennis.
Thank you.
All right. And then we also have Chuck Bedell. Chuck Bedell is an author, and he happens to be one of LaRue Press's authors. He's joining us today to talk about his book, Monty. Welcome, Chuck.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here today. Chuck is what we call a traditionally published author. And for anyone who wonders what that might mean, it means that Chuck went through the process of submitting his work to LaRue via a query letter, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we decided that we were interested in the book. And so in turn, we took the responsibility for editing, printing, publishing, and distributing the book, while he works as hard as every other author out there to get the word out and make some sales. Isn't that right, Chuck?
That's right.
Yeah, and his book is not out yet. It is still in production, but we wanted him to come on today and chat a little bit about Monty. So tell us a little bit about the book, Chuck.
Well, for those of you who don't know what a marmot is, he's a little fuzzy animal that likes to steal golf balls from the golf course. I worked next to a golf course and watched these little critters, and I really enjoyed it, and I thought it would make a great story. So Monty is my main character. And he loves to listen to stories that Methuselah, the oldest marmot in the colony, would tell in the evenings. Until one evening, a very scary story frightened him, and he had nightmares that night. And his mom said, that's the last straw. She's been trying to find a reason to get rid of Methuselah, so she goes to the council, and they have him banished. And Monty, being small, nobody else would help, so he decided he would have to try to prove that Methuselah's stories were true. And he takes off on an adventure across the golf course to find the lost colony and find the proof.
That's a very interesting story. What age group would you think would be interested in this?
Probably 8 to 12.
8 to 12.
But all my critique group are all adults, and they enjoyed it too, so I don't think it's just for kids.
No, it really isn't. You know, obviously I've read the book, so...
Well, they're all golfers.
They're all golfers, you know, that's right.
Being a golfer myself, the first thing I thought of is a marmot on a golf course. That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
Of course, if a marmot walked up to you and said, you know, that really is a 9-iron shot.
Yeah, well.
That would help.
Maybe the kids will get interested in golf as well. What do you think?
It could be.
You can make some pretty good money at golf.
Boy, I guess.
There's a little bit of a love story in there, too, isn't there?
Just a little bit. Don't want to give away the ending, but he does meet a cute little marmot girl.
That's right. That's right.
How do you say marmot? Marmalette?
I know. That's a toughie. That's definitely a toughie. So you were talking about your writers group. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm a member of the Unnamed Writers Group. I joined when they first started, 12, 13, 14 years ago.
And they're a local Reno group, right?
They are.
Yes.
Reno Sparks.
And you indicated to me that they really helped you a lot with the critique portion of this.
That's it. I'm in a critique group.
Easy for you to say.
It is. And, you know, when you write something and your wife looks at it, or your daughter or your mother, oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But you get it in front of someone else, and they say, man, what is this thing? And so the critique group, they are not your mother or your wife.
That's true.
And they're
like your publisher.
They are.
Yeah.
They tell you what's wrong. They give you suggestions.
That's why I was pointing at her.
Uh-huh. And so they helped an awful lot. I had it rejected when I first tried it a few years ago to send it back to New York and all those places. But they showed me where I was wrong, and I added some characters and added some conflict and stuff. And
And you did a good job, because I have to say that as I told you, Chuck's book is an edit, and there was one piece of it that we wanted to kind of adjust a little bit. But other than that, it was well edited and very well written. So
fun read.
Yeah, it really is.
And thank you.
And enjoyable, I think, for a lot of ages. So that critique group really did their job as well. So you can thank them for that.
And you golfers out there, you really need to read this book.
You really do.
Yeah. You do run into marmots.
Yeah, the marmots will help you.
That's right.
And they don't eat golf balls.
No, they tried, though.
But they do try.
Yeah.
So what would you say was your biggest challenge when you were writing?
Well, getting published, of course.
Yes, it's a toughie.
But also getting the words right and making a story flow. You know, like they say, don't tell, show.
Right, right.
And I tried.
Well, you did.
I hope I did.
I think, Jan, that's where you can come in really good, because that's what you've really done for myself as an author. We need some kind of guidance. Like you said, the critic part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you do with it? If you put things on a manuscript, how do you get it to from point A to another level? You've been very good at advising us on a way to do those kind of things.
Oh, you're so kind.
I know. That's why I'm here.
That's right. That's why we
But it is
you.
True. I mean, a lot of times you have a desire to do something, but you don't know where to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so if you've been doing it for a number of years, you kind of get this sense of, okay, I need to go here, I need to go there, but it's always nice to have a guide along the way.
Right. And they can give you a new idea. They'll say something that you never even thought of, and
exactly.
It gets you going again.
By the way, I do remember what it was like to have writer's block. There is a such thing as writer's block.
There is, isn't
I
there?
Remember a couple times where it just went totally blank, and you give yourself a couple of days, and you go, oh, my gosh, that's where I wanted to go.
Well, LaRue has 7 books coming out in our fall-winter catalog, and Chuck is one of those books. He'll probably be one of our first ones that we release, so look for that. We'd love to have you pre-order Monty, and we'd also like to know which you prefer as a title. Would you like Monty and the Lost Colony, or Monty's Great Adventure, or go ahead and give us your own idea, and you can do that at lrpnv.com. Check it out, and we'll have a little synopsis there of Monty, and give us your idea. Thank you, Chuck, for being our guest today. Thank you, Dennis, for co-hosting.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you the next time on The Book Hound. Keep reading and writing.